Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that affects a lot of homeowners in our area, Amendment 3 and property taxes. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad we're talking about this because Amendment 3 is something that really impacts homeowners, especially here in Sarasota, Longboat Key, and Lakewood Ranch. A lot of people don't fully understand what it means for their wallets.
Right. And I think that's the thing. Most people hear Amendment 3 and their eyes kind of glaze over, you know? So let's break it down. What exactly is Amendment 3 and why should homeowners care about it?
So Amendment 3 is all about property tax assessment. Basically, it affects how your property gets valued for tax purposes. The key thing is understanding that when your property value changes, whether it goes up or down, that directly impacts what you're paying in property taxes. And in a market like ours, where home values have been shifting, this becomes really important.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's not just some abstract tax thing. It's directly tied to what you're actually paying every year. That makes sense. So if someone's property value increases, does that mean their taxes automatically go up?
Exactly. That's the core of it. Your assessed value determines your tax bill. Now, there are some nuances depending on whether you're a homestead property or not, and there are different exemptions that can apply. But the bottom line is, if your home's assessed value goes up, your property taxes typically follow. For homeowners in our area who've seen their properties appreciate significantly, this is something they need to be aware of.
That's really helpful context. So for someone who's a homeowner in Sarasota or Longboat Key right now, what's the practical thing they should be doing? Like, should they be reviewing their assessment or looking into exemptions?
Absolutely. I always tell people to start by understanding their current assessment. Know what your property is valued at for tax purposes. Then look into what exemptions you might qualify for. Homestead exemption is a big one for primary residences. There are also other exemptions depending on your situation. And honestly, if you feel like your assessment is too high, you have the right to challenge it. It's worth exploring.
No kidding. So you're saying people can actually push back if they think their assessment is wrong. That's empowering. I think a lot of folks don't realize they have that option.
Exactly. It's one of those things where knowledge is power. A lot of homeowners just accept their tax bill without really understanding how it was calculated or whether they could dispute it. But you absolutely can, and you should if you think something's off.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're thinking, okay, I want to understand my Amendment 3 situation better, what's the first step they should take?
First, pull your property tax assessment. You can usually find it online through your county's property appraiser's office. Look at what your home is assessed at and compare it to what you think it's actually worth. Then reach out to your appraiser's office with questions. They can explain the valuation. And if you're still concerned, you might want to talk to a real estate professional or a tax advisor who can help you navigate exemptions or appeals.
That's really practical advice. David, this has been super helpful. I think a lot of homeowners are going to feel a lot less confused about this now. Thanks so much for breaking down Amendment 3 for us.
Thanks for having me. I really think it's important stuff, and I'm glad we could make it clearer for people. If anyone has specific questions about their situation, they should definitely reach out.